السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه الخلص المنتجبين، وعلى سيدي ومولاي الإمام أبي عبد الله الحسين، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين وأصحابه الكرام الأوفياء المنتجبين. وبعد، فقد قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Oh, who you believe, if an iniquitous person brings tidings, فتبينوا, then be discerning, verify what he's saying, that you don't accuse innocent people with ignorance. You accuse them, you slander them, you suspect about them, you defame them out of ignorance. بِجَهَالَةٍ, lest you're going to be remorseful about that. فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. Let me begin with this premise. The mutual respect and the mutual relationship between the Shias and the Sunnis is very essential, is very important. It is important for our survival, the survival of Islam, the strength of Islam, the dignity of Islam, the progress of Islam. We need to be together. We need to open channels of communication and dialogue with each other. Our scholars have to sit together. We need to speak. We need to face each other. We should not shun any subject from being discussed. But that discussion has to be in an atmosphere of a mutual respect and a mutual trust too, and a mutual honesty too. We cannot invite people to follow Islam if we are divided, if we don't trust each other, if some of us do not consider the others as being Muslims. How can you invite others to your religion? That person is going to say, what do you have in your religion to offer me? Are you strong religion, healthy religion, united religion? Progressive, open-minded, welcoming, forgiving. So we can't. We will fail. We must understand each other despite the differences, and we do have differences, but we still can sit on one table. تقريب بين المذاهب الإسلامية, getting them closer to each other, should be one of our paramount objectives, especially in the West. It should be on the priority list of every individual, every family, every mosque, every Islamic center, every community, and every society, especially in the West. Now, when we read the books of the school of the Sahaba, what do you find in these books? You find that they portray themselves as being the original Muslims, authentic Muslims, real Muslims, and they refer to the Shias as Rawafidh, rejectors, because they rejected the caliphate of the Shaykhain, Abi Bakr and Umar. And then they present, when you read their books, at the end of the day, you find two main things. that they reject and object and protest against the Shias. Two main points. One point, al-ghulu fi a'immati ahli al-bayt, the exaggeration regarding the imams of Ahlul Bayt, beginning with Imam Ali until the Imam al-Mahdi, or the family of the Prophet, the excessiveness, the immoderation that they say the Shia have about Ahlul Bayt. They don't like it. This is number one. Number two, the defamation of Sahaba, sabbu Sahaba wa ummahatul mu'mineen. This is the second point. That Shias disrespect the companions of the Prophet, and the companions were the first people who helped the Prophet. So these are two main points. What is the answer of a Shia person or a Shia scholar regarding these two points? Do we acknowledge them? Are they right? Or do we reject them? They are wrong. Let's have a very friendly conversation, regarding this subject. And I'm appealing to both sides, the Sunni side and the Shia side, to listen to this, to listen to what I'm going to say, because it is really necessary for us to listen to each other and respect each other and keep Islam strong in this continent, in this part of the world. Islam has to be healthy, progressive. My children, your children, they have to feel proud of their religion. If we keep fighting, putting each other down, we are weakening ourselves. There is no winner here. No winner. Nobody is going to win. There is only one loser, and that is Islam. Islam is going to lose. And the real winner is your enemy and our enemy, which is a common enemy. Number one, we come to ghulu. Definitely, when we look at this book, the Holy Quran, our constitution, we come to Surah Al-Nisa, chapter number 4, and we find God says, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, verse number 171, La taghlu fi dinikum. Don't, O people of book. Whenever God speaks about ghulu here, exaggeration, he addresses the people of the book. يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق. Do not exaggerate about your religion. And don't speak about God save in truth. Say the truth. إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمته. God is trying to tell them that Jesus is the messenger of God. He's a human being. So don't exaggerate about him. What is al-ghali? Al-ghali is the one who practices exaggeration. Al-ghali means, al-ghali, specifically about Ahlul Bayt, من يقول فيهم ما لا يقولون في أنفسهم من النبوة والألوهية. Someone who ascribes to Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet, the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, the 12 Imams, and Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, and sometimes the Prophet, thinks that they don't say it about themselves. And then he attributes to some of the imams the position of prophethood or the position of divinity sometimes. This is called ghulu. Ghulat, those people who exaggerated about the imams, they started from the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam. This is not something new. And Imam Ali was fighting them, قاتلهم. He rejected them. He first spoke with them, he dialogued with them when it didn't, you know, help. He was fighting them. Let's come to an important book in the Shia tradition, Usul al-Kafi. This is Usul al-Kafi, this is volume number 1. And in the beginning of the book, Kitab Fadl al-Ilm. Imam al-Sadiq عن أبي عبد الله أن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء. And then he says, فانظروا علمكم هذا عمن تأخذونه. Look at your knowledge. From where you get your knowledge. فإن فينا
فإن فينا أهل البيت في كل خلف عدولا ينفون عنا تحريف الغالين. There are scholars after us who are going to come among our community, among our followers, who are going to combat and negate what those exaggerators are going to say about us. وانتحال المبطلين وتأويل الجاهلين. Some people are ignorant. They say things about Ahlul Bayt that does not make sense. Ahlul Bayt themselves did not say it about them. This is in our book. Okay? Here, we come to one of the explanations of this book. شرح أصول الكافي المولى محمد صالح المازندراني volume 2, page 25. He says, this hadith عن أبي البختري اسمه وهب بن وهب. This hadith that I narrated earlier. قال العلامة إنه كان قاضيا كذابا عاميا ونقل الكشي عن الفضل بن شاذان أنه من أكذب البرية وقال الشيخ إنه ضعيف عامي المذهب. One of the narrators by the name of Abu al-Bakhtari is rejected. They say he's a liar. But then al-Mazandarani says, أقول الحديث معتبر. We consider the hadith. We accept it. وإن كان الراوي كذوبا لأن الكذوب قد يصدق. Though the narrator is liar, but sometimes a liar, sometimes, not 100% of what he says is lies, are lies. Some of them are true. So, the hadith is true, whereas the narrator could be a liar. Okay? So, this is one hadith. This is in Kitab al-Kafi. Let's go to Bihar al-Anwar. This is a book which was written about 350 or 360 years ago, Al-Allama Muhammad Baqir al-Majlisi, in the city of Isfahan. And it's 110 volumes. This is 25th volume. There is a whole chapter. The name of the chapter, see it for yourself, my friends. The name of the chapter here. نفي الغلو في النبي والأئمة صلوات الله عليه وعليهم. نفي الغلو. Rejection of غلو means that we don't accept غلو. We don't accept immoderation, exaggeration about our imams or excessiveness about them. They are human beings. They are the servants of God. He has a whole chapter. Let's hear what Imam al-Ridha says in page 273. قال سألت أبا الحسن الرضا عليه السلام عن الغلاة والمفوضة. مفوضة who claim, so you know the meaning of غلات. غلات, the one who exaggerate about the imams. They take them to a positions that they did not say that about themselves. They did not claim it at all. مفوضة means those who believe that God is sitting there and he gave full authority to the imams or the prophets to run this universe. Those are called مفوضة. So I asked Imam al-Ridha, the eighth imam, what do you think about them? قال فقال الغلاة كفار. The exaggerators about us are disbelievers. والمفوضة مشركون polytheist. ومن خالطهم ومن جالسهم أو خالطهم أو واكلهم أو شاربهم أو واصلهم أو زوجهم أو تزوج إليهم أو أمنهم أو ائتمنهم على أمانة أو صدق حديثهم أو أعانهم بشطر كلمة خرج من ولاية الله عز وجل وولاية الرسول وولايتنا أهل البيت. If you deal with such people, if you marry from them, or you give your daughter to them, if you dine with them, if you trust them, if you take them as close friends, then you have left, you have exited the guardianship of God and the Prophet and the Imams. Okay?
Let's go to another hadith. Another hadith. Sami'tu Aba Abdullah. This is page 269. Sami'tu Aba Abdullah yaqul ittaqu Allah wa'azzimu Allah wa'azzimu Rasulah. Fear God. Sanctify God and sanctify the Prophet of God. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ولا تفضلوا على رسول الله احدا فان الله تبارك وتعالى قد فضله. Do not put someone before the prophet, above the prophet, because God raised the prophet to the highest point. واحب اهل بيت نبيكم حبا مقتصدا ولا تغلو ولا تفرقوا. You must love the family of your prophet, but your love is moderate, means you don't take them to levels or to stages which they did not say about themselves. وَلَا تَقُولُوا مَا نَقُولُ. Say exactly what we say. Do not say what we don't say. If you want to be with us, then say what we say. Don't attribute to us things that we don't say about ourselves. In page 266, قال أمير المؤمنين اللهم إني بريء من الغلاة كبراءة عيسى بن مريم من النصارى اللهم اخذلهم أبدا ولا تنصر منهم أحدا. Oh God, I disavow those غلات who some of them started to worship me or consider me to be divine, the divinity of Imam Ali عليه السلام. He rejected them. Someone comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. He said to him, Ya Rasulallah, Nusallim alayka ma yusallim ba'duna ala ba'dhan. Yes, we greet you the same way we greet each other. But, afala nasjudu lak? Can we prostrate before you? Qala la yanbaghi an yasjuda li ahadin min dunillah. It's not permitted to prostrate before anyone other than God. Walakin, instead, if you love me, أكرموا نبيكم. Honor your prophet. وعرفوا الحق لأهله. And then acknowledge the position of the good people. Respect them. Don't abuse them. Don't fight against them. Someone said to the prophet, يا محمد أتريد أن نعبدك ونتخذك ربا؟ فقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم معاذ الله أن نعبد غير الله وأن نأمر بعبادة غير الله. فَمَا بِذَٰلِكَ بَعَثَنِي وَلَا بِذَٰلِكَ أَمَرَنِي. A Christian came to the Prophet. He said, would you like us to worship you? You are a great man. He said, impossible. مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. I seek sanctuary and refuge in God to ask you to worship me. And then a Sheikh Al-Majlisi, one of the greatest scholars of the school of Ahlul Bayt, قل الله خالق كل شيء يدل على عدم جواز نسبة الخلق إلى الأنبياء والأئمة على عدم جواز نسبة الخلق والرزق والإماتة والأحياء إلى غيره سبحانه وأنه شرك. He says, if you believe that God, someone else is sustaining you, someone else is curing you, someone else is providing you, then this is polytheism. Yes, you may ask, tawassul is different. Tawassul is when you ask the Prophet, the Imam, O God, through this Prophet, O God, through this Imam, help me out, cure me, guide me. This is different. You are asking God. We ask God. We don't ask the Prophet independent from God, isolated from God. There is only one God. One God in this universe. And then the Imam al-Sadiq says, "Inna ahlu baytin sadiqoon, la nakhlu min kathabin yakthibu alayna." We, the family of the Prophet, we speak the truth, but there are liars in the community who lie against us. They attribute things, either sayings, hadiths, qualities, they attribute them to us. كان رسول الله أصدق البرية لهجة. Even the Prophet could not escape from this. He was the most truthful person
وكان مسيلمة يكذب عليه وكان a man by the name of مسيلمة he lies against the prophet وكان أمير المؤمنين أصدق من برأ الله بعد رسول الله وكان الذي يكذب عليه ويعمل في تكذيب صدقه بما يفترى عليه من الكذب عبد الله ابن سبأ A man by the name of Abdullah ibn Sabah, who was not a Muslim before, he had a biblical background. He used to attribute to Imam Ali sayings that the Imam never said. Same thing with the rest of the Imams. وكان أبو عبد الله الحسين قد ابتلي بالمختار. Okay, and then the rest of the Imams. إنا لا نخلو من كذاب يكذب علينا أو عاجز الرأي. كفان الله مؤونة كل كذاب وأذاقهم حر الحديد. None of us is going to escape from a liar who lies against us or عاجز الرأي. عاجز الرأي أي ضعيف العقل يعتقد فيهم ما يكذبه العقل المستقيم. Someone who's naive, who believes things in imams, there are certain things, qualities in imams that reason cannot accept. And yes, we do have this. We do have this. So this is number one. I say to my Sunni brothers and sisters, we don't attribute to our imams what they don't have. They are the servants of God, successors to Prophet Muhammad. God says about them in the Quran, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Ask the people of dhikr if you don't know. The Prophet appointed them as successors after him. We don't worship them. We respect them, but we do not worship them, and we don't assign divinity or prophethood to them. We come to the second point regarding the Sahaba of the Prophet. When it comes to Sahaba, we say exactly what the Quran says, my friends. Okay? Go to chapter 19, Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 1, 101 and 102. والسابقون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم God praises some of them who gave, who supported, who did not run away from the battlefields, who were genuine with the Prophet, they gave their life, they stood with the Prophet to the last breath. God says about them والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان Those who followed them In goodness, رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. Definitely, there is a huge number of the companions, not a small number, huge number of the companions of the Prophet during his lifetime, and some of them after him, who are the people of paradise. They were sincere, they were genuine. They gave their life. They worked hard to protect the Prophet, to protect this religion, to spread this religion, to get this religion to us. Then read 101. وَمِمَّنْ حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ God brings 101 immediately. So you don't generalize. You don't think the entire companions were good because some of them were not good, according to this Quran. Because we have a chapter called Al-Munafiqun. سورة الأحزاب سورة التوبة سورة البقرة read سورة البقرة سورة البقرة speaks about some companions who say وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ where is number 8 وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا They were Muslims In the mosque of the Prophet, they say we believe in God and the hereafter, but they are not believers. So what does he say about them in 101? وَمِمَّنْ حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ مُنَافِقُونَ Around Medina, some of those Bedouins are hypocrites. And then, وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَ And some of those who live in Medina, close to the mosque of the Prophet, and they come to the mosque of the Prophet, and they pray behind the Prophet. مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ They are headstrong in hypocrisy. لا تعلمهم. You may not know them, O Prophet of God. You yourself, you don't recognize them. نحن نعلمهم. We know them. سنعذبهم مرتين. We're going to punish them twice. ثم يردون إلى عذاب أليم. And also they're going to be relegated to a severe punishment on the day of judgment. وآخرون اعترفوا بذنوبهم. Other companions of the Prophet who mixed righteous deeds, خلطوا عملا صالحا وآخر سيئا. They mixed righteous deeds. They confessed their guilt and their sins. They mixed righteous deeds with others that are evil. We may عسى الله أن يتوب عليهم إن الله غفور رحيم. Maybe God will pardon them. يتوب عليهم. So we say what the Quran says. When you say رضي الله عنهم أجمعين, this is not an accurate sentence, my friend. Because you contradict God. God does not say رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. God says رضي الله عنهم, but not أجمعين. أجمعين, you mean you include the hypocrites. And hypocrites should not be included in that. رضي الله عن the good ones. May God be happy and satisfied with them. And may God forgive them. The good ones, the genuine ones, the righteous ones. But the hypocrites, we cannot say رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. We can't say, because you contradict the book of God. And someone says, don't curse the Sahaba. You know who started the tradition of cursing? Read شرح نهج البلاغة. شرح نهج البلاغة. I think it's here. It's somewhere else. شرح نهج البلاغة. The one who started the cursing, this is شرح نهج البلاغة, volume number 4, page 56. The one who started cursing the Sahaba was Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan. Not the Shia, not the followers of Ahlul Bayt. Read. معاوية أمر الناس بالعراق والشام وغيرهما بسب علي بن أبي طالب والبراء منه. It was Muawiyah who started this. Muawiyah was the first one who started cursing. And let me tell you something. In Tariq al-Tabari, if I show you, which is behind me, covered with this banner, it was Umar in Saqifah who started cursing Sa'ad ibn Ibadah. This was the very beginning of this campaign of and a tradition of cursing and defamation in Islam. It wasn't the Shia. We respect the good companions of the Prophet. We consider them to be the supporters of the Prophet, peace be upon him. But let me show you something. Let me show you, my friends, what the second Caliph Umar ibn al-Khattab said about the Prophet. It's in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. Sahih al-Bukhari, here, قول المريض قوموا عني. These are the books of Sahih. Okay, here. لما حضر رسول الله وفي البيت رجال فيهم عمر بن الخطاب قال النبي هلما أكتب لكم كتابا لا تضلوا بعده فقال عمر إن النبي قد غلب عليه الوجع وعندكم القرآن. The Prophet said قوموا إليكم عني قوموا. In Sahih Muslim, he says something else. He uses the word هجران, هجر, هجر. عن سعيد بن جبير قال ابن عباس يوم الخميس وما يوم الخميس ثم بكى. Ibn Abbas was telling them the story where the companions gathered around the deathbed of the Prophet on Thursday, and then he started to cry. And the reason why he started to cry, because the Prophet, peace be upon him, was insulted. By whom? By the second Caliph, Umar ibn al-Khattab. اشتد برسول الله وجعه فقال ائتوني أكتب لكم كتابا لا تضلوا بعدي فتنازعوا وما ينبغي عند نبي تنازع وقالوا ما شأنه أهجر. Is he hallucinating? This is what has been said about the Prophet. Then the hadith underneath it, أكتب لكم كتابا لن تضلوا بعده أبدا. فقالوا إن رسول الله يهجر. فقالوا إن رسول الله يهجر. The prophet is hallucinating.
So what would you say about this? Does the prophet hallucinate? Then why this book says وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He speaks not but from revelation. It is a revelation being revealed to him. The prophet does not hallucinate. We respect the prophet. We respect the good companions. And therefore, we stretch our hands and our hearts and our minds to the genuine people who really care about Islam. We reach out to all Muslims. They are our brothers and sisters and friends and neighbors and co-workers. They are genuinely our friends. This is not a political unity. This is a real unity, genuine Islamic unity. We need to be together. But also we need our Sunni brothers and sisters to understand the stand of the Shia, where they stand, where they come from, and to read their books and to get familiar with their imams, with the tradition of the Prophet and the family of the Prophet. Aliyun al-Akbar, another hero in the camp of Imam Hussein. And he was the very first one from Bani Hashim who took off to the battlefield to defend the camp of Imam Hussein, to defend Islam and the message of the Prophet. And he was murdered. And Imam Hussein came and stood on his body. بُعْدًا لِقَوْمٍ قَتَلُوكَ مَا أَجْرَأَهُمْ عَلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَعَلَى انْتِهَاكِ حُرْمَةِ الرَّسُولِ أَمَّا أَنْتَ فَقَدْ اسْتَرَحْتَ مِنْ هَمِّ الدُّنْيَا وَغَمِّهَا. You, my son Ali, you are relieved from the burden of this life, from the suffering of this life. وَبَقِيَ أَبُوكَ. Your father stayed behind you, but he soon is going to join you. Ali al-Akbar said, O father Hussein, this is Rasulullah. قَدْ سَقَانِي بِكَأْسِهِ الْأَوْفَى شَرْبَةً لَا أَضْمَأُ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا وَإِنَّ لَكَ كَأْسًا مَثْخُورَةً تَشْرَبُهَا السَّاعَةً. The Prophet just has given me a sip from the cup from paradise. There is another one being reserved for you. You're going to drink from that cup soon. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.